So what I'm noticing now is that I'm beginning to feel a little bit more open around the topic of money, around the topic of how I have spent money, how I've given it away, how I've made it, how I've created it, what I've done with it, where it went, and what happened. I'm beginning to feel a little bit more spacious. I'm beginning to feel like there's a bit more breathing room than I thought there was before. I'm beginning to notice that from where I sit, I can look at the topic of money and be aware of the fact that in the past, I didn't like looking at it. And in the past, I felt some pretty intense emotions because of what I thought it all meant, and because of where I was vibrationally in relationship to the topic. And it's okay that all of that happened. But now I'm noticing that I'm a lot more, maybe a little bit more, but definitely more than I thought would be possible at some point in the past, more relaxed about this topic than I've been. It's easier now for me to look at this and to see how there really is a perfection to all of the things that happened that got me here to this moment. And even though there are aspects of what happened that I don't like, I'm still feeling more open and more spacious and more allowing about what it is that I've called forth into my own experience and what it is that I have been thinking about and what it is that I have been so concerned about in terms of the money that I made, the money that I had, the money that I spent, the money that I gave away. I'm beginning to make more and more peace with myself and the past. And the wonderful thing is that as I'm doing this and I'm feeling more relaxed, I'm noticing that some of the very specific things that I really do like about money are becoming more and more part of my reality. So it feels like there's more money in my experience and that I'm no longer quite as tightly bound up into some of the thicker, more intense aspects of my money experience. And now I'm more relaxed and more open. And in all of this openness and in all of this spaciousness, there's a lot of room for me to think about the possibilities of what can happen, which just means that I'm noticing that it's a lot easier than I thought it would be. Whereas before, it seemed like what needed to happen was I needed to get over or get through or deal with or manage somehow all of these very thick emotions that were just really the vibrational indicators of where I was on the topic of money. But now, the way I'm seeing things, now that I understand that they really just were vibrational indicators, it doesn't seem quite as imperative as it did before to get everything straightened out and fixed and worked out. Now I feel more relaxed about what's happening. And consequently, I also feel more confident about what I'm creating. And I'm noticing how, as I direct my attention to the expectation of what I believe will be happening and what I want to happen and what is coming in my money experience, my physical experience, my manifested reality is beginning to match my expectations more and more consistently. And in fact, I'm a little bit astonished at how good things are getting. What's interesting is that because I was tripped up by my thoughts around money, and because I really did believe that I needed to get it all figured out before anything good could happen, it's a little bit surprising to me that although I don't nearly seem to have it worked out the way I thought I was supposed to, the money stuff is actually getting a lot better. Because the problem before, when I didn't want to think about money, was that it was hard for me to imagine what could happen that would be better. It was hard for me to essentially, intentionally, and deliberately create my experience here. So I'm freer than I thought I would be. I'm more liberated around all of this than I thought I would be. I'm in a really good spot, and that's surprising to me. I'm actually really enjoying thinking about how good money can be, how good my money experience can become. And I'm noticing that it's following suit. My physical reality is beginning to match that. And so there is a real, very tangible experience of improvement happening because I'm more relaxed about money than I've ever been. I'm not there yet in terms of having accomplished some sort of massive, powerful shift in money that puts me at the very end of the story. I'm very much in the middle of the story, and I'm beginning to realize how much I like that. I don't think I ever want to get to the end of this story, because I really enjoy what I've been noticing and what I've been imagining about money and what is possible and what I can have. So I'm really okay. In fact, I'm more than okay. I'm actually embracing and enjoying the ongoing story of how money gets easier and better and more abundant in my life, and how obvious it is that what I'm imagining very intentionally is actually coming to pass. I keep seeing it over and over and over again. And I really like the fact that this is a continuing, developing story, and that there's always something a little bit more delightful about it than there was before. But most of all, I'm really enjoying the openness and spaciousness of my thoughts about money. That's actually become very, very, very delicious. And as good as that is right now, and it really is quite remarkably good, I know it's going to be getting even better and better and better from here.